G'day, I'm Kate Watson. Many of the drivers and delivery partners on Uber's platform also run side businesses or have an idea they'd love to see come to life. So last year, Uber teamed up with Rarebirds on what they called a business booster program. Over 2,000 people applied. 100 were then chosen to join a 12-week boot camp with training to turn ideas into businesses. One of those picked was Julie Milinarik. She's the founder of Wands of Lust. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I know you listen to the podcast, so you know what we're doing here. Julie, tell us in your own words about your business.
Yeah, so it was actually an idea I came up with during lockdown with a friend after a couple of glasses of wine.
Love that.
So Wands of Lust is all about education and sexual well-being. I want to give women a microphone for self-pleasure and self-care.
Yeah, and this is born out of personal experience, Julie.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had a few health issues myself, which impacted various aspects of my life. And I wanted to really help other people just as these products helped me.
You had this idea while you were delivering with Uber Eats. When this program, this business booster program, was announced, what made you kind of go, yeah, I'm gonna give this a go?
Well, I knew deep down I needed to learn more about running a business because I was working full time, I was working on my business, and I was also Ubering to help float my business. And I just knew that I needed to learn more about owning my own business, getting it out there, marketing side. You know, there's so much that goes into having a small business.
You can have a great idea, but actually the execution of it is really, really tricky. And as I said at the start, you've obviously done a great job. There were 2,000 applications. 100 participants were then selected to go through the program, the Business Booster program. You were actually picked as one of 10 finalists. You then had to pitch for a share of the grant funding. That's quite a process. Talk us through that. That must have been quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it was definitely a very nervous experience. Probably 1,000 retakes, maybe not 1,000, maybe 100 retakes in doing it. But, you know, it was really exciting to kind of get out there and meeting all the other contestants. It kind of felt like a bit of a team effort where everybody was there kind of helping each other out, which really felt like we had a bond. But yeah, it was really, really great experience. I would highly recommend anybody doing it because I learned so much from the program.
You came joint third. You were given $10,000. How have you used or are you planning to use that funding, I guess? What's the priority for you?
So most of my funding has gone towards marketing and education. I really wanted to get the word out there for other women who might be experiencing with similar issues. And, you know, the business is almost 2 years old now and I have over 1,000 clients. So I'm really happy with the growth that we've had.
Julie, for anyone listening who wants to check out the business, where should they go?
Yeah, absolutely. So my business is all online and the website is www.wandsoflust.com.au.
Thanks for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
This interview is brought to you by Uber Australia.